All right, Daniel chapter 8, let's go there. You got your chart there. This is what I believe, going through this thing, because the Bible lines up with it. The Bible's, this comes from the Bible, and the Bible, if it doesn't line up, you can't make something fit that doesn't fit. The Bible lines up with it. I just had mine, what did I do with it? Ever since I've been saved, been going through this thing, and that's been 40-some years, I've learned it. I remember looking at this stuff when I first got saved. I thought, I'll never understand this mess. And I thought, I'll never understand this. This is too deep. And you said, why are you worried about the Antichrist and all that stuff? I'm not. We're not going to be here. A lot of churches, you know what? Most churches today, they're amillennials or they're postmillennials. They believe that they're going to go through the tribulation, or that there is no tribulation, or we're in the tribulation right now. And I don't believe that. I don't believe we're in the tribulation right now. I believe, and there are some people that teach that, you know, when Jesus resurrects, the resurrection takes place, they're going to be wandering around for 40 days. I don't know if that be, it might be. It might be. I don't know. I think Sam Gipps says that. There's another guy that believes that the tribulation is 10 years when the Bible says it's 1 week. I don't believe that. Samson was down in Kentucky, and the guy, Daniel Sluter, came up to me, and Samson said something. I can't remember what he said that I should have asked him today, but he said something in front of Sluter, and he said, he believes this, Dad. And I looked right at him. I said, that's stupid. And I went, that's stupid. And he just stared at me, and I said, it's stupid to believe that. There's a lot of things that people believe is stupid. It's just flat out stupid. And when the Bible straight up tells you something, you just got to stand for what the Bible says, not try to make it fit. So look here, and in the third year of the reign, verse 1, King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, after that which was appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in the vision, this is after Daniel got the four kingdoms set up. Now here we're going in again. And he says, I saw and was at Shushan the palace, which was in the province of Elah. And I saw in the vision, and I was by the river Euchal. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram that had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. And we know who that is. If you read your Bible, you know who the ram is. That's the Medes and the Persians, and the one's stronger than the other. And I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, southward, and so that no beast might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west onto the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had the two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in a fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with clouder against him, and smote the ram, and brake him his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he was cast him down to the ground, and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver out of the ram out of his hand. And therefore, the he-goat waxed very great. Now, the he-goat is talking about, it's talking about Greece, you know, Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great, I think he ended up dying at 37 years old. He conquered the known world. He just wanted to conquer everything and take over. And he did. And he conquered all the known world, and he's the he-goat. And Daniel's having this thing and giving this prophecy about him. And then it says there, the verse 8, therefore, the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And, you know, he died, and it says the great horn was broken, and it came to up four notable horns, notable ones, towards the four winds of the heaven. And we know that Rome was one of those kingdoms that came up out of that. And look what it says. And out of the one came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great towards the south, towards the east, towards the pleasant land. Notice the pleasant land. Rome wanted the pleasant land. And they waxed great even to the host of heaven, and they cast down some of the host of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Man, that's now Rome's connected with the devil. He's connected with the devil. And yea, he magnified himself even to the prince, notice the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away. Now that prince is the Antichrist. It says he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of the transgression. It cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, saying unto another saint, said on that certain saint, which spake, how long shall the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, notice that transgression of desolation, we were talking about words last time, desolation, desolate, abomination, those kind of things. You got to watch those words. His transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. And now notice this. And he said unto me, on the 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So if you got that chart, you see on your chart, right up here, 2,300 days. You know how long that's? 6 years. That's 6 years and, 7 years is 2,555 days, if you go by 365 days a year. So I calculated that thing, 355 days. But if you figure that thing up, it says the sanctuary, look what it says. Back up to verse 13. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said on that certain saint, which spake, how long shall the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So if you notice in your of your chart, it's 2,300 days, but it's got over here in a slot, 1,040. So let's go to Daniel chapter 9. Go to Daniel chapter 9. You'll see a lot of days mentioned in here, and some of them don't coincide, don't seem like, but I know one thing, they add up to over 7 years. They'll add up to over 7 years. And when the Bible talks about the sanctuary and all that, and the desolation. So there's whenever the Bible talks about, go to Daniel chapter 9. Look at Daniel. God splits up Daniel chapter 9 when he comes down to the covenant or the confirmed covenant with many for 1 week. And God splits up the 7 day tribulation to 42 months, 42 months, 42, 42. And that comes out, you can see on your chart, 42, 42 is 1260, 1260. And then you got 30 days added. You got 30 days added to 2550. So look at, you say, how do you know if God splits in the middle of the week? If the Bible says he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause a sacrifice. So something's happening in the midst of the week, and the Bible directs you to the 42 months in Revelation. So it goes right back to the desolation. When he walks into the temple and he puts up a statue of himself or whatever, the beast, and says, I am God, worship me. It says, shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, for the overspreading of the abomination he shall make it desolate, even to the confirmation, and that shall determine shall be poured upon the desolate. Now go to Revelation 12. Go to Revelation 12. See that 42 months again. And it starts at the abomination. Revelation 12. It's real simple, where he's got it laid out. Real simple. I mean, I'm a simple kind of person. I got to have it simple. And it says in Revelation 12 and verse 6, let's back up and see what's going on here. Revelation 12, verse 1, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon on her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was called up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Go to Revelation, Revelation 13. Go to Revelation 13. Look at that again. Verse 1. I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns. There's 7 heads, 10 horns again. Upon his head, horns, 10 crowns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon that gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. This is after he comes up from the grave. Or he's wounded to death and he resurrects 42 months. So you got a split right there in the middle. You got a split right down the middle. And then, but you got to add it 30 days. Go to Daniel chapter 12. Go to Daniel 12. Daniel 12. You got 1,290 days. That's 30 days added to it. 30 days for the cleansing of the temple. And it says, let's back up to 7. And I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. When he held up his right hand, he lifted up his hand and unto the heaven, sweared by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, time, and half a time. There you go, 3.5. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. So when is this 3.5, other 3.5 is when he's wounded. And he goes into the temple. Says before that, he goes into the temple, says, I'm God. He gets wounded and killed, and then he resurrects. He goes after the Jew. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. There you go. And the abomination that maketh desolate set up. Something set up. There shall be 1,290 days. You got that 290 days in between here, the 1260 and the 30. So you got 30 additional days. Why? He said there shall be 1,290 days. And look what else it says, verse 12, which figures out to be 2,595 days, which is more than 7 years. It says, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now, I figured up 365 days, 7 years, that's 2,555. You go to Daniel 8, it says 2,300 days, but that's during a period of time where it starts. It starts back there when, I guess, when the Antichrist started claiming himself to be God, or maybe even before that. But it's different numbers in there. Go to Daniel 12. Look at verse 12. It says, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. So that's 3 years and almost 4 years. That's almost 4 years. That's crazy. Now, go to Revelation chapter 11. So what's going on in there? So when you read the book of Revelation, Revelation 4 to Revelation 19 is talking about that tribulation period. It's talking about that. It goes through it four times. It goes through the tribulation four times there. So go to Revelation, what did I say? 11. Go to Revelation 11. I believe this is taking place. And some of these period of times that's taking place, God gives them space to repent and stuff, and they don't. And there was given to me a reed like unto a rod, And the angel stood, saying, Arise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Huh. There's another 42 months. They're going to tread. Now, if it was just 3.5 years, but you go to go to Matthew, hold your place there and go to Matthew 24. Go to Matthew 24. This is a wild scene. Whatever it is, we ain't going to be here. That's a good thing. People want to know, when is the rapture going to take place? When is that going to happen? But this is going to happen, and that's why I believe like the Bible says, 1 week. It's Daniel's 70th week, and this all hell breaks loose. Okay, go to Matthew 24 and look at verse 9. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Into what? Tribulation. And this gospel, a different gospel being preached. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see, somebody's going to see something. When ye shall therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. So back there it said that he's going to set up something. He's going to set up something, and he's going to claim he's God, and he's going to get killed and then resurrect. And after that, he's going to go after the Jew. That's why Matthew 24, and that's why Jesus cried over Jerusalem. He wept over it and says, stand in the holy place. So this guy could be standing going into the Holy of Holies and setting up his image, like the book of Nebuchadnezzar made him a beast. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down. It's desperate, man, desperate time. And then he goes on, he says, when you see this abomination of desolation take place, he said, run. Then look over down to verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. Stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. So look back at verse 19. Woe are them that with child, to them that give suck in those days, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Then shall be great tribulation. So when the abomination of desolation takes place, then it says it's going to be great tribulation. All hell breaks loose. When men say this is hell on earth, it's really going to be hell on earth. And thank God we're not going to be here. Thank God for that. Then shall be great tribulation as such, as not since the beginning of the world to the time, no, nor ever shall be, except those days should be shortened. Now here we come. There comes a shortened time. There should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, who's the elect? The Jews. Those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there, believe it not, and so on. So then he says, immediately after tribulation those days shall the sun and all that stuff takes place, as in the book of Joel. So go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. I had another thing on my mind here. Now, you say, how do you know we're not going to go through the tribulation period? Well, the Bible tells us that. It tells us that we're not. The church is taken out in Revelation chapter at the end of chapter 3, the church is gone. John's get called up to the third heaven in Revelation chapter 4. So look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the coming of Jesus Christ is real close. I really do. With all my heart, I believe it's so close. And you look at the world. I mean, there's a spirit, brother. There's a spirit in this world right now, and Christians can feel it. I can feel it. There's an unclean spirit working on you to trying to defeat you, trying to discourage you, trying to get you to quit, trying to get you to back up. And what you got to do like David did, he encouraged himself in the Lord, even when Saul was type of the Antichrist coming after him. He encouraged himself. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You got Christians whacking out, man.
Yes, sir.
You got Christians whacking out. Now, you said, like I said, we're not going to be here in the tribulation. You said, why is this important? But because the Bible says 1 week. That's why. Doc, when we was in Bible school, he taught us. He said this. He said, if the Jews would have accepted their Messiah, which they didn't, Paul even went to him 3 times, and they still, he said, finally, he says, I turn to the Gentiles. I give up. He kept going after him. But if the Jews, he said, if the Jews would have accepted Jesus Christ, that 3.5 years of Jesus' life meant something there. And Judas, you know, Judas didn't make, he made a covenant for 30 pieces of silver, but the Antichrist is making a covenant with nations. He's making a covenant with nations. He's going out getting all the nations to follow him. How do you know that? Revelation chapter 6. We'll go there in a minute. But look at this. Be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I believe he's alive. I believe the son of perdition is alive. Hillary Clinton, when she was running for office, and when Obama was in office, they wanted to bring 200,000 Syrians into this country. I don't know how many came in, but I know there. I think I did a study where how many Muslims are in this country right now, from other, from Morocco, from Egypt, from all over, and you don't even know about it. There's millions. They're being trained. They're in the colleges. They're in the military. They're in all over, and they're loyal to, you know, to Allah, and they're being trained, preparing. I think America. I'll tell you the truth right off. I believe America is the beast coming out of the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. I believe America is a type. It's a type. He's not the beast. The Bible talks about the beast coming out of the Mediterranean, but he's a multi-cultured beast. He's got feet like a bear. And who would ever thought Bernie Sanders would get traction? Socialism. And speaking great things with his mouth, English. And then he's got what else is there? There's one other thing about him, about this beast in Revelation 13. But he's I believe it represents America. Because, some things can have two types to it. They can have, a distinction between two things. Look what the Bible says. Let no man deceive you by any means, verse 3, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worship. You got this Antifa, you got the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. They're against God.
Sir.
They're against God. I've got a video of a guy out there, and he was preaching on the street in Washington, D.C., just saying the blood of Jesus, and they was going crazy. And they were saying, we'll kill you. He was a black man. He was preaching of the blood of Jesus, and they were going crazy. They said, we'll kill you, you blankety blank. And we hate Jesus Christ. And they were saying, blankety blank, Jesus Christ. Their motive is to shut down churches, and they anti-Semitic. They're against the Jews. Here we are, 2020, man. We're in a pandemic. We got all kinds of different organizations that's trying to destroy this country and hate what you stand for, what America stands for, trying to tear down statues of because they said they were racist and all that. Maybe they were, but they're founding fathers. They got all this stuff going on. It's just satanic. It's a satanic stuff going on. And people don't even realize. And you know who's involved in it? It's the young college kids. They're involved. And they think that they're, really doing something. They, free this, free that, Bernie Sanders, Biden and all that stuff. So it's coming down the pike, man. It's just coming down. You say, are you surprised? No. The Lord said this stuff is going to happen. He said, look what it has. It said, verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Anything that's called God, that is worship. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Right here it says he's going to sit in the temple. So you're talking about abomination of desolation. The temple's going to be rebuilt. And it could be rebuilt right now. They said they can have it up in 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months, have it up. So let's go back to what was that verse I said earlier? Revelation chapter 6. Revelation 6. You find that 42 months, that's 3.5, split right in the middle. And as always, that split comes when the abomination of desolation. That split comes. So what? Well, you say, well, didn't Judas do that? No, Judas, he betrayed the Son of God. He made a covenant with the temple priest. That's all he did. But he had the spirit of the Antichrist. Look at this. The Bible calls him the son of perdition. Jesus called him the son of perdition. The Bible calls him the son of perdition. He has that spirit. Look in Revelation chapter 6. You can't make a square peg fit in a round hole. It fits, the way the thing fits, it fits right together. It says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. And it says, and I saw and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. We know that's the Antichrist. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat up thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. Man, you think about all the killings going on right now. Philadelphia's had double killings this year so far. Washington, all these major cities, it's just building up to it. We're building up. It's just stepping up to that time. Now, when the Antichrist shows up, he's going to bring peace for about for a few years. He'll bring in peace. The Bible says he'll, by his mouth, he'll speak peace. And by peace, the Bible says, watch out when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh. And there, look at verse 4 of Revelation 6. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given on him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given on him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard a third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And it says, when he had opened this fourth seal, and we know that oil, when they shut down the states, when they shut everything down, they wanted to keep the liquor stores open. They wanted to do that. They wanted to make sure everybody can get their drinks. They shut the churches down, but they shut keep the liquor stores open. When he had opened this, there's always a buck behind it, brother. When he had opened this fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. His name that sat on him was Death and Hell followed him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword and with hunger, with death, and with beasts of the earth. And when he had opened this fifth seal, I saw on the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, how long, O Lord, and holy and true, do thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto them, every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld, and when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell from the earth onto the earth, and even a fig tree cast her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And when the heavens... And the heavens departed as a scroll when he had opened, rolled it together. Every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, every freeman, hid themselves in the dens in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sat on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. And for the great day of his wrath has come. And who is able to stand. Now go to go back to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. A lot of things running through my head right now about this thing, about the Antichrist, the whole deal. That's why this is what started the whole thing about the Antichrist and the time period. on which he has, that he has 1 week. And look at verse 24. Notice what Daniel gets this information. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring an everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets shall be built again, and the walls even in troublous times. That's, if you add those things up, that's 483 years. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. And nobody's seen the church age. Nobody's seen 2,000 years of the church age come in there. Why? God give the Gentiles 2,000 years. 2,000 years to hear the gospel. Because the Gentiles in the book of Acts, the Jews didn't want to hear it. Gentiles wanted to hear it. So God allowed us Gentiles to hear the word of God and get saved. Right now, the Gentiles, time of the Gentiles is running out. They don't want to hear it no more. They say, I've heard all my life. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince shall come and shall destroy the city. The prince here, Rome, people of the prince shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood. And we saw that last time in Revelation chapter 12. The devil is going to try to drink up the Jordan River or just flood the Jews out and drown them all. And unto the end, why? Because they went through the Red Sea. God opened it up. Didn't drown that time. They went across the Jordan River. They went across the Jordan on dry ground. The devil wants to try to drown them. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Something happens there. Something happens in it. When he gets into power, he comes in without firing a shot. He just uses his mouth. The Bible tells us he's got a great mouth that's speaking great things. Go back to Revelation, or Daniel chapter 7. Go back to Daniel 7. When Antichrist comes, he's going to be a good talker. He can talk. I had it underlined. Oh, here it is. Daniel 7, verse 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another king shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first. He shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And that's what the Democrats want to do right now. And they shall be given into his hand until a time, and dividing of time. Here's that 3.5 again. But judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of his kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is the everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So, you got this thing where it talks about him being a good talker, comes in with peace, knows how to do all that. Then he claims he's God, and he says, everybody worship me. Go back to Daniel chapter 9. We've got to stop. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 again. 70 weeks are determined. So right now, there's only been 483 years. Verse 27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And it says, and in the midst of the week. Where people get thinking it's only 3.5 years, is that 42 months show up. But God splits it, and the 42 months of Revelation is after the abomination. After he goes into the temple and says he's God. So then in Revelation 11, go to Revelation 11, we'll stop. There's so many things here. So many. Revelation 11, you got Moses and Elijah shows up. And their ministry, they start preaching. And they preach, and man, they call fire down out of heaven, and all kinds of stuff goes on. And these guys' ministry is to come and preach and to stir up the kingdoms of this world, but they're in Jerusalem. And there was given to me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, arise, measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court that is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy cities shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And it says, I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. 1,200, that's half, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven and rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power to over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And it goes on down, and it says they get overtaken by the Antichrist. And look what verse 7 says. And when they have finished their testimony, 1,260 days, the beast that descended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that great city, which is spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. You know that was in Jerusalem. And they of the people and the kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in the graves. And they shall dwell upon the earth, shall rejoice over them, and shall make merry, shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And then the Bible talks about they get raptured out. This is a mid-tribulation rapture. God takes them out, takes them back up to heaven. We got to stop there. We got this lot there, man. I hope that's not boring to you.